Today we are going to read from one of Apostle Paul's letters, Romans chapter 7, verses 18 through 25. It's a kind of Apostle Paul's that spiritual and wholesome autobiography, his daily life, word. He is waging war. I read from NASB New American Standard Bible. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do. But I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. I find then the law or principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. But I see a different law in the members of my body, or flesh of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my flesh or in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, serving the law of sin. We have such impression when we read and listen to this portion of Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. It sounds like, looks like very complicated. But it is just accurate portrait, accurate self-portrait in terms of image, and self-autobiography in terms of writing of Apostle Paul's current spiritual life. None of us, except sinless person Jesus Christ in human history, can escape this struggle as long as we are called by God through His Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit begins to work in our soul, as a whole being, as a whole person, we are to be engaged. We are destined to engage in this severe daily war. Apostle Paul uses specific words, not just struggle, not just the local battle. He uses the big word war, waging war. So true. It is a great cosmic scale spiritual war. Personified sin is where manifested the being of the Satan. So it is waging war against power of Satan. We are on the side of arch enemy to Satan, our mediator, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we follow Jesus' footsteps in daily basis, we are right in the middle of, sometimes front line of, that spiritual war against Satan and his minions. For the unknown reason to us, we might guess, but Bible does not say why. God did not completely renew us and abolish all sinful nature in us when he regenerated us through sending Holy Spirit. Just he imparted to our spirit the holiness, righteousness of Jesus Christ. Like seed of righteousness, seed of holiness was sown in our corrupt soul, in our corrupt soil. That is our corrupt nature, embedded in our spirit and body. As a whole human being, we are, down to the core, corrupt. All the way, deepest part, Apostle Paul says, inner man, we are totally corrupt. But that deepest level, by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit came. He regenerated us there. And then imputed Jesus' righteousness and holiness in that part of our spirit. Here we use soul and spirit interchangeably. We do not divide the human being soul, body, spirit. Rather, following Bible in the whole concept, we are made up of spirit and body. That is our living soul. So soul is interchangeable with spirit. So in this sense, in chapter 7, Apostle Paul tells us his own spiritual war. He is deeply engaged. Let us remember, after the fall in the Garden of Eden, the cosmic peace in spiritual realm, and after the creation of the heavens and earth, the cosmic realm, prior to cosmic creation, there were spiritual corruption, degeneration on the part of archangel like Satan. That happened prior to creation of heavens and earth. There already, in spiritual realm, peace was shattered and broken. But as Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 through 3 said, first day God created human time and human, that empty, the vast cosmos, visible, invisible material. And first day God created light, that whole creation of universe, including earth. That God said, the end of first day, evening and morning, this was first day. God saw it. It is good. So God created that his creation, peace of God, is prevalent. There is no room for that shattered peace, broken peace, was found yet. But after some time, after first Sabbath, after Adam and his wife were created, sometime later, that arch enemy, Satan, once again, was determined to disrupt the cosmic peace that Yahweh God created in his cosmos when he created that whole creation in 6 days. There once again, after that fall of Adam and his wife, this created part of cosmos lost that very goodness of cosmic peace. No wonder God immediately began to work to restore the shattered peace. Eventually, he will restore that spiritual realm's broken peace to complete eternal peace. Once Jesus comes back again, once Jesus put Satan and all his followers, all spiritual beings, fallen angels, into bottomless pit, then in spiritual realm, cosmic peace, eternal peace, and renewed creation, new heaven and new earth, we will be restored to that perfect created cosmic peace again. Until then, as Prophet Isaiah said, "Unto us a son is born, his name was already prophesied, Prince of Peace." That Prince of Peace will restore cosmic peace to whole new creation, renew creation. Also, the spiritual realm, once broken peace, will be eternally restored too. In that sense, Jesus is mediator between Father and the fallen creature, including human being. As Prince of Peace, he will accomplish cosmic created peace and eternal spiritual realms peace. And after that, he will give it to his Father. Then we'll have every day Sabbath, every day eternal peace. Here, chapter 7, Apostle Paul, he is badly, badly in need of such peace in his corrupt inner man. He mentions two kind of laws waging war in his inner man. One, love God. It is love righteousness. Once the Holy Spirit touches his heart, here, his mind and his soul, and imparted Jesus' righteousness, holiness, by renewing his spirit in his inner man. Apostle Paul began to taste peace. It is not completely restored peace yet, because Satan is still working, because the whole creation is still under God's curse. When Satan is shut up in the bottomless pit. And the whole creation will be burned up with fire and renewed once again. Then we'll have that universal cosmic peace and the spiritual realm's peace as well. Until then, all of us, the true followers of Jesus Christ, true disciples of Jesus Christ, will have same kind of spiritual world here Apostle Paul described of himself. So all we want, complete eternal peace, until we reach that by the grace of God, after Jesus' second advent, it will be accomplished. Until then, we are destined, we are bound to make war against that law of sin that is opposite to law of God or law of righteousness. The law of God is sown in our renewed spirit. That is inner man's part. We rejoice. We taste, foretaste that heavenly peace in the Holy Spirit. As he said, chapter 14 in this letter, kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. That part is our daily motivation to continue waging war against Satan and his power. So Apostle Paul, when he looked into his inner man, he could see why he had such temporary, shortened peace time again and again, not continuous and eternal peace. Because right in his inner man, Holy Spirit sown, renewed spirit of righteousness, following God's law, following law of righteousness, is working very well in harmony with each other. Renewed spirit is in harmony with that law of God and the law of righteousness. Law of God is interchangeable with law of righteousness. And there, in our inner man, it has upper hand. Though there are remaining corrupt nature in our inner man, it is in minority side. Because once God made us born again, it is that way. Satan tried to reverse that portion, making his power majority in our inner man. He couldn't succeed. He cannot succeed, and he will never be able to succeed it. Jesus' victory on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Then Satan could not reverse that such power of God on the cross. So here in our mind, the function of our inner man, function of our spirit, we would love to do obedience to God-given law. But Satan, he could not overcome our strength in our inner man because of the indwelling Holy Spirit, he tried to attack our lust, our desire in our heart and in our members. That is opposite to love God or love righteousness. And the Apostle Paul says it is law of sin. All law of members or law of unrighteousness. It is making havoc on our inner man so that we could not continuously keep God-given peace. That is Satan's main focus to disrupt our even temporary peace brought by the Holy Spirit. And the Apostle Paul earnestly and very clearly and publicly pronounced that he is a wretched man because of such severe war between his inner man's Holy Spirit assisted spirit against corrupt nature still permitted Satan's playground. Yet he could publicly say, verse 20, if I am doing the very thing I do not want, then I am no longer the one doing it. Sin, by the instigation of Satan, that dwells in me is doing in our spirit and in our flesh. So it is not what I want. So I am not 100% at fault for that specific sin because Satan instigated the remnant of my sinful nature and making it proactive so I could not practice what I want in my inner man. Why this portion of Romans chapter 7 is so important? Here, we cannot look into our side. We have to find the solution, not in our inner man. We have to find the solution to restore or to keep, to maintain God-given peace in our soul is focusing on, never losing our sight from victorious Lord, Master, Savior, Mediator, Redeemer of our body and soul, Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. If we lose our sight from him, then we automatically focus on our inner man. And then we will be continuously agitated and lose peace, lose joy, lose the clean, good conscience because our feelings are under constant attack by that remaining part of corrupt nature instigated by Satan. So verse 21, he said, I find then the principle, that basic principle, evil is ever present in me, in my flesh, in my body, in my inner man, in my spirit, in my soul. The one who wants to do good, that's majority part. But verse 22, I joyfully concur with that love of God in my inner man. But verse 23, I see a different law in the members of my body, that law of sin. It is against the, my mind, law of my mind, law residing in my inner man. It's fighting, making, waging war with the law of my sin, law of the members of my body. So, time to time, the Satan instigated law of sin, made me a prisoner of the law of sin. So I cannot experience, claim I have every war won, all wars not won. Time to time, I lost to that specific war. But remember, when we look to outside, where Jesus Christ is. So he said, verse 25, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our owner, our master. So then, on the one hand, I continually struggle, I myself, with my mind, the inner man, am serving law of God, law of righteousness. But on the other hand, with my flesh, with sin, love of sin, love of unrighteousness, instigated by satanic power, still, law of sin, I'm serving. And I should not deny that fact. So that we could look up to our God and Savior Jesus. As following chapter 8, verse 1, he exclaimed, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are in Christ Jesus. We are guaranteed cosmic peace, eternal peace, sooner or later, when he comes to take us to be with him. Until that time comes, our daily war waging against that law of sin instigated by Satan will continue. But thank God for Jesus, who is already won the whole war for us. So there, we may have scars from the wars, but we will never lose the war forever. Just temporary loss is all we have. With that comfort we receive from risen Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Prince of Peace, our great victor of sin and death, we thank you, God, for our victorious Redeemer Savior Jesus Christ, who conquered all our enemies, and we look up to him so that we may not distressed, despaired when we lose time to time our spiritual war against sin of law. May the Holy Spirit continue fill us so that we may always look up to Jesus Christ for strength and clear eternal hope of living until his second coming. Father in heaven, keep us under your safe wings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.